This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, how was your weekend? Did you catch the closing ceremonies? How about all those medals? How about Ryan Lochte? Part of the conversation for sure. Donald Trump. Things have changed for Donald Trump, and he's talking perhaps a little differently about deportation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So I always say this show is like being at the crossroads of what's going on in America, the true buzz in your backyard and mine. And as we motor along here, you'll hear from Trump, and you'll hear from some of the Olympic athletes and what was now the final win, the final gold medal, Team USA basketball, beating the Serbians. Sweet! I mean, just annihilated them. So 121 medals in all, by the way, won by the United States, 46 of them gold. How about that? Pretty wild, huh? Let's start with Donald Trump, though, and tell you about this, because coming off of the weekend, it's always about the talking heads. And Donald Trump's campaign manager said that the deportation force, talking about immigration, because that was one of the big things that Donald Trump mentioned along the campaign trail for the past year. She said it's to be determined. It's still undecided whether Trump will continue to support forced deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants living in the United States. His new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, we were talking a lot about her last week at the tail end. She said those words, to be determined. She was on CNN's State of the Union. In a way, smart answer by her, because they're trying to figure this out as they go along with all these new people. And she was responding to these reports about what was said in a meeting that he had on Saturday with a Hispanic Advisory Council. Sources in the room say that work with undocumented workers in the country currently, which was characterized by this organization called BuzzFeed as a way to legalize some of them and let them stay, that would be in contrast with one of the themes of Trump's campaign, the central one, as we all know, since the beginning of his hard, hard position on immigration. And so that to be determined was interesting. It really, I think, hung in the air. Of all of the phrases that we heard over the weekend, that one stuck out the most, I think, of all. She also reiterated in her interview that the long-standing Trump campaign position that the candidate won't release tax returns, saying that they're under audit. She said the campaign wouldn't release his 2008 returns that have already been exited from an audit, either repeating the message of the former campaign chairman, etc., but not jumping in on the whole tax thing either. She was also on This Week, which is an ABC show, and she answered questions about the campaign's organization, about the criticism of the structure and lack of infrastructure in swing states. She said she's going to assess the situation, and she's saying the Republican National Committee would be continuing to help. She said that they're working closely with the RNC, that they have a great relationship with Rents Priebus, and they talk to him daily, and they're at the campaign. They expect the director of communications and the chief strategist of the RNC to spend more time with Donald Trump, with the Trump campaign. So it's pretty interesting. She also said that Fox News chief, former Roger Ailes, does not have a formal or informal advisory role with the campaign, but that Ailes and Trump speak and are old friends, because the thought is that he is really feeding Donald Trump with a lot of suggestions, a lot of information on what could be done and is not being done on the campaign. Now, as for the rest of politics in the land, on the Clinton side, the Clinton campaign is kind of on the warpath about complacency. So what does that mean, complacency? I was actually reading an interesting story about that, and what they're talking about is the signs of what they're seeing is heading toward this, you know, with these leads in the polls that Clinton and her team are telling the donors when they're asking for money that this is the final stretch of the campaign. Please don't think that this is in the bag. They're not saying those words, but they're saying August is got to be, continue to be a high point for the Clinton campaign while it's been a lower point for Donald Trump, and that there still is a lot of time left before everybody takes to the polls, and it's November, and it's, you know, the day everybody votes. And now, of course, we're going to get into more ads, and then they're going to have the, as I keep saying, the most important thing that's coming up is the presidential debate. I think it doesn't take a scientist, a genius, to realize that these debates are going to be huge. I mean, absolutely huge. Because now you have the two squaring off against each other, and there is no middleman. There isn't the pundits in between. That, you know, you're not doing the interpretation of what's being said from one campaign to the other campaign. It's head-to-head. It's two rams battering, frankly. And then you have Rudy Giuliani saying over the weekend that the Clinton Foundation should be indicted for racketeering. He said on Fox News Sunday they took money from money launderers, criminals, dictators, people who abuse women as a matter of government policy, and then said that Hillary Clinton did favors for the very people who gave money to the Clinton Foundation, and said, in my day, we call that one thing bribery. But those words, are they resonating with the people who vote? That's the key thing. There's not going to be any kind of indictment here, but it's a way to constantly whip up what's negative about the Clintons. And certainly there are some ridiculous cover-ups when it comes to this foundation. I mean, it looks that way anyway. They did take money from people who had questionable character. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, there isn't. There's no doubt about some of the people that donated to the foundation, whether it was through some other way or did they know or whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. This is what the deal is. It's that kind of money. So when he says that, it doesn't even have to be considered political. It's pretty obvious, right? But Hillary Clinton, as I said, in the polls, she leads big time in Ohio, in Iowa. Polls are up. When you look at the polls, she's got a big edge on Donald Trump. Here's the latest. CBS News tracks it this way when they look at Ohio. And again, you know, we're going to keep seeing a lot of these polls. Clinton leads Trump by 6 points in Ohio, 46% to 40, after being up 4 points in July, so that's bumped up. That's huge. Then there's a 90% of the Democratic vote compared to Trump's 79% carry of the Republicans. The numbers in Iowa are a little different than that. You've got 40% of the vote, and you've got Trump failing to hold his own among the Republican Party there because Iowa has an older voting base. Trump had a 40% to 39% lead in Iowa in July, according to polls, but that has flipped around, too. Wow. So now it's virtually a tie. Hang with us. We just scratched the surface. More coming your way on the flip side.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Books barely down the street with the brick pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one down, and another one down.
All right, so the Clinton Foundation under attack on the campaign trail by the friends of Donald Trump who are trying to get him elected. Donald Trump, his new campaign manager, trying to maneuver through a bunch of questions as to what the policy is going to be for Trump now moving forward when it comes to immigration. And supposedly we're going to hear more about that a little bit later this week. I think that's, I know that's going to be a huge, of course. And it's, you know, business as usual. I call it the Sunday swirl, and the Sunday swirl pretty much means that what happened, what was the buzz, what was everybody talking about, and really what was being talked about, a lot of what was being talked about, was this switch campaign-wise for Trump, you know, making the move to Kellyanne Conway as the campaign manager, and also the making some other switches, which included the Bannon, who was running Breitbart and still is involved in Breitbart, and what does he bring to the table? And then the question I also threw in there is that of Roger Ailes, because everybody wants to know, well, what's his role in this campaign, and how much is he advising Donald Trump on what's being said? So the curiosity for Trump is now moving forward policies. Is he going to stick with what he initially was saying? Are we going to see big switches there with Donald Trump? You know, which is it? What Donald Trump are you getting? Are you getting the Donald Trump who is tough on immigration, or are they going to soften Donald's stance up? And, I mean, there's the question of the hour. So I think because he was like, build the wall, everybody's like, let's build the wall. This is ridiculous. How are we letting all these people come in, and it's draining our resources, and it's killing us? And there are a lot of people at a lot of rallies that love the fact that Trump, you know, stood up and said that. So now, in rolling it back and saying something different and changing the tune on that, how much would that affect how you feel about Donald Trump? Would you feel like, yeah, that's kind of a poke in the eye? Because the thing I liked about Trump is that he was taking a really unpopular, in some cases, hard stance on immigration. And if he softens that stance, then he's just another politician, and that's what they're trying to move him into, somebody who is more palatable for the mainstream Republicans, I'll call them, versus, you know, everybody else who was excited, who's been excited about what Trump's had to say and how he's gone against what frankly, the wishes were of the Republican Party, of you know, the party leaders not wanting Trump to be that guy who is saying, not embracing and alienating some of the Hispanic population by being really tough with immigration. I mean, we've danced around immigration in this country for a very long time, my friends, and you know that. And in dancing around immigration, essentially what it's done is it's put us in this situation where our backs are against the wall and tough choices either have to be made or not. I mean, we could say, okay, so we don't make any tough choices, but it just keeps getting out of control. And the stories that aren't talked about are the stories that are so horrific where you have, and I think I've mentioned them before, and we've had people on talking about it, the rape trees, meaning that people that are taken advantage of in Mexico or some of the other third world countries in desperate, dire straits trying to get across to America thinking this is the promised land for them, this is it. And yet the coyotes who are charging a fortune and they give their life savings to get children and other people and women across, then they're being raped or left for dead or ripped off because they don't get taken all the way across the border or whatever. So there's a lot of not just what happens here in the United States, but what happens in getting the people who desperately want to cross, the people who are taking advantage of that situation on the other side, what ultimately is happening. And I can't tell you, I think the atrocity of the whole matter is you have so many that die on the crossing. And when I say die, or they're left for dead. In Phoenix, for example, in Arizona, and some of the more sparse areas of crossing, you know, where there's not a lot of border patrol, that's where a lot of this will happen. That's one of the locations anyway. So at one point, it had gotten so bad, they had to bring in refrigerator trucks because they couldn't process all the bodies. The Jane Does, the unknowns, the men and women, they had no idea who they were. So now you have these people that are in no country who are left for dead and do die, and then they're collected like dogs that have been hit by cars and streets somewhere. I mean, it's just barbaric. And this is what is being dealt with that often, like I said, is not talked about and is a part of the immigration problems because nobody wanted to deal with it. Not really. No politician really wanted to deal with having to say one way or the other for fear of alienating some of the people who would potentially vote for them. And in doing that, dancing around true feelings of, okay, what do we do about this problem? How do we handle this problem? How do we process people? What do we do about potential terrorism? How do we know? How do we keep people out? What is it that we, how do we process people? How do we prevent this outrageous amount of illegal immigration from happening and also destroying legal immigration, because the people who are trying to legally come in are often being shoved aside because the numbers, we can't support the numbers. So when we have so much illegal immigration, this is another thing that often isn't talked about. The people who want to come into the country, who have hired lawyers, gone through the paperwork, did everything that legally you're supposed to do, they're the ones who don't make it through because we frankly have no room. So we're saying to them, we have no room for you because we're overbooked. So we can't take you. We can't let you in. I know you're doing this and you're going through the hoops and you're hired an attorney that you could barely afford, but we can't afford to let any more people into the country. I mean, we can only let so many in, so you go to the back of the line again. But you go back to the legitimate back of the line, and we're sorry about that, but there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, it's just soul-crushing for these folks. I mean, just absolute soul-crushing. But unfortunately, it's the state of where we're at. And that was the appeal, I believe, that was the appeal, one of the biggest appeals of Donald Trump for a lot of people that want to vote, that he wasn't saying that. He was saying, okay, we got a problem, so we're going to build a wall and we're going to kick everybody out. That's what we're going to do. Whether it sounds harsh or not, we're going to do that. We're not going to allow this problem to fester. Now, if you soften what he's saying, is he still going to have, and that was my point in this, is he still going to have that same appeal? Or does he lose some of that appeal because he's had to backtrack a little bit on what he said because campaign managers are telling him, this is not the way, you know, to get elected, so we can't have that, so we're going to have to kind of manipulate a little bit what you've said and give a hardcore policy. I can't wait to hear what that's going to sound like, stepping off of what was a really obvious blow to the people who wanted to see immigration stay the way it was. All right, coming up next, or is. So what coming up next, we're going to go to the story, the saga of Ryan Lochte. Is he a liar, an exaggerator, a blight on the Olympics? We'll talk about it next here on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Taking full responsibility for it is because I over-exaggerated that story, and if I never did done that, we wouldn't be in this mess. Those guys would never be in Rio, or were in Rio. None of this would have happened, and it was my immature behavior of, you know, we just finished, we were wanting to celebrate, and we haven't been drinking or anything like months before that, and I definitely had too much to drink that night, and I was very intoxicated, and none of this would have happened if I didn't do that.
Ryan Lochte, a drunk bad boy, that's what he was. Let's call it what he was. He's 32 years old. Some people were saying, oh, well, you know, overseas and gosh, and just a kid. He's not a kid. 32, he shouldn't have been doing that. But bottom line is, I'm not the morals police chasing around a bunch of swimmers and telling them they shouldn't get smashed, crash in a door at a gas station in a foreign country at 3 in the morning, and then make up this wild, wicked story, or so it seems. I think the biggest problem here is that, with the condition they were in and just trying to get out of it, and then once that happened, then all of a sudden the tall tales take off. But he's right. He got other guys in trouble. He got himself in trouble. He did let his team down. There's no question about it. After winning a 4x200-meter freestyle relay, another gold medal, he didn't need to really muff things up the way he did, but he did it. So now it's a question of, I mean, this is a 12-time Olympic medalist. So He's great. He was great in the pool. There's no question. His medals are right at the top in men's swimming. Michael Phelps, no one can touch him, but he's right up there with Michael Phelps. And now instead, he's like the Tanya Harding of these Olympic Games because of this crazy nonsense of coming up with a story. Three times talking to NBC's Matt Lauer. The first time we're all freaked out. I know I said on this show, oh, that's great. They're in Rio. They get stopped. They're in a cab. And the people that stop them are posing as police officers, cock a gun, and point it at Lochte's head, and then take all their money and all their belongings. Come on, give me a break. And what it turned out to be is paying security guards for the damage that they did at this gas station. And then it becomes a blight on Rio because of the problems heading into the game. So Ryan Lochte, they're going to pay the price for this. That's for sure. There's no question about that. The Olympic Committee, the National Olympic Committee is going to do something. The International Olympic Committee realizes that, hey, we've already gone through the ropes here. We pulled two guys off of the plane. Rio pulled it off somehow. They didn't have much of a budget. They had problems pulling the games together, but they pulled it off pretty darn well, I have to say. So they pass the torch. And unfortunately, the great moments in the games were the women's Olympics, the women's gymnastics team, Simone Biles carrying the flag, Katie Ledecky in the pool with all of her medals, and of course Michael Phelps with his amazing performance at the age of 31, coming out of retirement and enjoying every moment of it. So unfortunately, Ryan Lochte embarrassed the United States, embarrassed himself, his family, his country, by exaggerating his wild story about, being robbed. And whatever they do to these swimmers, they'll do something, that's for sure. It's just a question of what it becomes. And I don't know. They haven't even hinted as to what that means. Just that something, they're going to investigate, and something will happen there. So I like the headline that I read about the games. Inspiration, infuriation. Rio had a bunch of both, and that's the truth. Really, that's what the games were about. There were some great moments, no question, from the Olympic Games. I know some of you were very interested because I got a ton of emails about the Olympics and about the great stories, the stories of, the wonderful stories of Simone Biles, like I said, and Katie Ledecky churning in the pool, the water all by herself, and Allyson Felix, track and field, just absolutely amazing what she did on the track. And it's just so many wonderful, wonderful stories. So he only had a few blights. And one of them was Ryan Lochte. So Ryan Lochte did, to kind of further this story, he did talk about to Matt Lauer on Saturday during the games. They aired an interview where he talked about the situation with the gun. And here's what he had to say about the gun that he said was held to his head.
I'm not making me being intoxicated like an excuse. I'm not doing that at all. I mean, it was my fault. And I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't even just kept it. Like, I'm not saying anything. But I over-exaggerated that part. And the gun was drawn, but not at my forehead. It wasn't cocked at my forehead. It was towards my general direction. And as you can see in the surveillance, that's when my hands went up.
All right, so he mentions that about the gun, and then he was asked if he was a victim, and here's what he said about that.
It's how you wanna make it look like. whether you call it a robbery, whether you call it extortion, or us paying just for the damages, like, we don't know. All we know is that there was a gun pointed in our direction, and we were demanded to give money.
Oh, boy. You know when you can tell when someone's just trying to figure out a way out of it? Unfortunately, he crossed himself up in that direction, just trying to figure out a way to get out of it. And one, it's the tall tales that get you in deeper and deeper. So the inebriation was the thing that really tripped up these swimmers, probably more than anything else. They're out, they're in a foreign country, they're representing the United States, and they just made a big, big mistake, especially Ryan Lochte, and then in leaving, and it wasn't his fault, but the other guys getting pulled off of the flights while he skates away. So the Lochte deal and apologizing to Brazil on national TV and saying he was immature and whatnot will just sit as it is, and they'll ultimately decide what it is that is going to happen there. It's going to be up to the Olympic Committee to figure that out. But on Saturday night, I mean, that there was an interview that aired all over Globo TV, and this was right after the country went hysterical over Brazil winning its first Olympic gold medal in a penalty shootout. It was just crazy. It was a fabulous moment for that country. He insisted he was a victim of extortion because he was forced by armed guards to hand over money. He said he wasn't lying. To a certain extent, he over-exaggerated what was happening to him, but that's it. And in Brazil, they felt as though he was making it up to cover up vandalizing a gas station. And so that's the scoop. And who's it going to affect? Probably the younger swimmers. So, for example, you have Jack Conger. He's somebody that it could affect. He's 21. Or Gunnar Bentz, who's 20. Because they were stopped from leaving, and Jimmy Figgen, they were stopped from leaving the country over the incident. So he took off, and his teammates were stuck. And Bentz, who is the youngest of the swimmers involved, released a statement saying, Lochte played a key role in this situation, tearing a poster off a wall and arguing with the armed security guards at the gas station. That's what he said. He said the guards confronted them after they had urinated behind some bushes, and Lochte had torn the metal-framed advertising poster from the wall. And that's what happened there. So clearly, whatever the U.S. decides to do, these Olympics are over, and they actually end on a high note. Despite the thing that happened with Lochte and the other swimmers, it still ends on a very, very high note for so many other brilliant moments, including, and I think we have it, we've got the moment that the women went gold in basketball. Check this out. I think we can roll tape on that. Maybe not. We have it somewhere. We will let you hear it before the show is over, where they won their sixth gold medal. So the men win on the hardwoods, the women win on the hardwoods, and as I said before, worth repeating, 121 medals, and how many of them gold? 46 of them gold. 46 of them gold. Wow. Coming back on the flip side, we tie it all up, and plus the weather in the U.S., some people dealing with flooding and wicked situations, Mother Nature at the tail end of summer. That's coming up. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. Are you warm and dry? Or are you fighting floods? For the people in Baton Rouge, boy, I feel for you. Because some of the video coming out of these flooded Louisiana neighborhoods, you know, things that you don't think about. And here's one thing that's happened. You've got gators. You have displaced alligators all over the place. So people who are coming back to their homes are running into some alligator-infested floodwaters. And so what's happening is there are a lot of people who are sort of being ferried home through these waters by tractors and off-road vehicles and boats and everything because it's not normal. You're certainly not walking. It's the only way to do it. How can you get up to your house? You got to get on an ATV. You got to be able to plow through it. And you've got, you've got these creatures that you have to deal with. And you see these ATVs that are approaching and you see these giant trucks. And that's the only way to get into some of these neighborhoods. You've got trash that hasn't been collected for 12 days. You've got, unbelievable looting in some cases that's going on. You have snakes. When you have snakes, you know, the snakes are king snakes and copperhead snakes and cotton mouse and whatnot. So there's even, somebody was talking about the fact that they went to one home and they found a 12-foot alligator that was blocking the front of the house. And, you know, people are buried. They're buried underneath a bunch of problems, really, because how do you pull this all together? You still have, you know, you still have areas where it looks like, what are you going to do? You've got to tear the house down. There's no saving the house, and that's part of the problem, too. You have a lot of displaced people, in other words. That's what it looks like in Louisiana in a lot of these neighborhoods, nice neighborhoods, average neighborhoods, middle-class neighborhoods. I mean, you know, you name it. You can label it whatever you want to label it, but neighborhoods across the board just being destroyed because of these floods that dumped too much rain to deal with, and FEMA is trying to handle that. And other people are also trying to help and give out water and clothes and help people with shelter and all that, all that's necessary when you're in this situation that you didn't expect to be in. In the meantime, where you have floods in Louisiana, in Michigan they had some wicked weather too in dealing with, again, a lot of water, a wall of water, and some significant tornado activity, you know, too, is pretty darn bad as well. So it's not just Louisiana getting hit. They're getting hit in other areas. In California, they're still trying to put out some of those fires that they've had happening for the last 2 weeks. And in Texas, outside of San Antonio, heavy rain is just wreaking havoc with the people in that area, where they've also dealt with washed out roads and loss of power and all of that stuff too as well. And speaking of rain, you know, I was wrapping up the whole Rio deal and the Olympic Games, Rio saying goodbye to the Olympic Games with the closing ceremonies. They had periods of rain that just poured down on the athletes and the spectators that were there. It was a half empty stadium because of the rain that plunged down. They had scalpers who were selling knockdown tickets outside of the stadium for just a third of the face value. So I guess the thing is, if you could bear the rain, you could have gone into the ceremony for a lot cheaper. Soccer legend Pele was supposed to be there on Sunday. He was scheduled to attend on Sunday, but he was a no-show at the stadium. So there were some problems in wrapping up the games. And you saw the athletes who had raincoats on. My husband, who didn't know what was happening, said, "Hey, why do they have these coats on?" I said, "Because look at the rain. It was a torrential rainstorm that came down for that final parade. That's what it was. So it was tough to get through and to maneuver." I mentioned the wildfires that were threatening the southern part of California, but also this California blue cut fire that now has been contained. There are other fires that are threatening some areas, including this fire in San Luis Obispo County. I used to live in San Luis Obispo, a great place. I used to live in Morro Bay, not too far away from the Hearst Estate. Hearst Castle is a really cool place to see, and they say that this chimney fire in San Luis Obispo County is headed toward the Hearst Estate, which is a group of mansions on 127 acres, but they're hoping that the bulldozed fire lines will protect the former home of newspaper mogul William Randolph Hearst. It really is a museum. It's pretty incredible to actually go and see it. They say the fire is 35% contained. It's burned about 8,000 acres of property. And every time they build a break, this is the problem. Even with all the firefighters, the fire jumps it, which is the problem they had in Southern California, too. And just so you know, this castle, it's 165 rooms. It's midway between L.A. and San Francisco. It's about 250 miles from each. And this is where Hollywood royalty used to hang out back in the day, the Charlie Chaplins and Greta Garbos and Cary Grants. And when you go there, it is pretty, I have to say, it is pretty mind-blowing. But we'll see if they can save it. In the Southern California, but what they just went through, they had those mandatory evacuation orders that they finally were able to lift. They had to have 82,000 people were ordered out of that fire area in Southern Cal, which was really, really bad. Sad to see how much damage there was there. They had 1,500 firefighters that were there, 107. I mean, this just shows you how much it is to put these fires out. 178 engines, can you imagine? 12 air tankers, 17 helicopters. This was to put this fire out. And if you look at a map of California, oh my gosh, just the insanity of the fires that have bubbled up. They've got a fire near Santa Barbara that's 10% contained. They've got a fire near Big Sur in Monterey that's destroying everything in its path. And that's about 30% contained. It's a nightmare, these dry conditions and the amount. I mean, you only have so much personnel, even with people helping, that you can spread out across a vast state and hit the areas that are the hardest hit, if you will. It's, you know, just pretty tough on these guys and women that are doing it, because that are fighting it, because they can only stay up on their feet for so long, and some of them are up on their feet for practically days. It's ridiculous, because it's just so tough to put them out with the fire jumping the fire lines. It's a special kind of hell, as they would say. I mean, it's just absolutely awful. So in wrapping up this hour, I'll mention this again. The U.S. leaves Rio number one in medals, 121, 46 of them gold. The men, the U.S. basketball team with the final gold medals, and then, of course, those closing games that I just talked about, the conditions, but Simone Biles carrying the flag, the gymnast who won five medals. Pretty exciting to see that, whether it was rain or whatever was going on, didn't matter. We started off the show talking about Donald Trump. Is there going to be a change in policy when it comes to forced deportation? Stay tuned for more on that one. And will Clinton see her numbers go down as friends of Donald Trump's with some real juice like Rudy Giuliani speaking out about the Clinton Foundation and who they accepted money from? Will that show some of the holes in what the Clinton Foundation was willing to do to raise money, and will it ultimately cost Hillary Clinton when it comes to the election? Questions, questions, questions. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.